How did you make the turn then from really dealing with the diagnosis and dealing with the changes that you have talked about making to looking at this as an opportunity, as I know that you do, to really minister to those from a faith perspective dealing with similar issues?
So when I was going through that whole diagnosis, at the same time, I had been doing some freelance producing for a health and lifestyle, quarterly health and lifestyle television show out in the Boston area. And, you know, taking that word that that woman prayed over me, a new song to sing, and then just trying to apply it to scripture. And, you know, the Psalms are filled with singing praises to our God, even in the midst of challenging life circumstances. And it's not just about singing, it's communicating a message. And so here I was, health and lifestyle television show, okay, my own diagnosis, okay, interesting. And so pitched the idea about doing a thyroid segment. And as we moved forward with that, it was for myself, things like, okay, well, we need some file footage. Okay, well, I'm willing to get my surgery filmed. Okay, well, we need a doctor to talk to. Okay, I'll ask my doctor. And then it was, well, we need a subject. And here I was sort of pre-screening friends, people that at our church even that, you know, have a thyroid condition. It was very helpful that I got to sit down and talk to them because I learned so much. And then when I go to ask, so would you be interested in, you know, talking about your... No. So then I knew, okay, I guess I'm supposed to, you know, and I was so comfortable, Ryan. I was so comfortable in just being in that behind the scenes role and, you know, helping to kind of guide people along and sharing their message and talking, you know, at times about their faith too. But when the table got turned, that was a scary, fearful moment.
Sure.
You know? But through that segment, was able to just start scratching the surface of sharing my faith. And since then, more and more have become more serious about sharing my faith, and even more serious after walking through a diagnosis and the loss of all those family members. I actually forgot to mention that we had a fifth family member that passed away just a few days after I had that surgery. You walk through all of that and you realize life is very short. More and more, especially as I remain in God's word, it's the message of Christ that is ultimately life-giving and life-saving.
Amen.